Have you ever wondered what a dog, cat, horse, or other animal was thinking and feeling? Is there a universal language for communication between all species? Hello, intelligent viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue with our occasional series spotlighting animal telepathic communicators from around the world. Today, we present part one of a two-part series featuring Ms. Penelope Smith of Arizona, USA. During her 30 years as a professional interspecies telepathic communicator, she has counseled thousands of animals, taught courses on animal telepathic communications, and written several books on the subject, including Animal Talks, Animal Healing Power, and Animals in Spirit. She is the editor of a quarterly journal called Species Link that is dedicated to the field of human-animal communications. Penelope Smith has attracted the attention of the media, and there have been quite a few newspaper and magazine pieces written regarding her abilities. She has appeared many times on radio and television as well. Even at a very young age, Ms. Smith could talk inside with her animal companions.
When I was very little, I always recognized that everybody was the same. I looked at animals and I knew that they were my friends. They were fellow souls. So when my mother tried to tell me it was all my imagination and I was crazy, I didn't abandon the animals. I just said, no, you know, they're really my friends. I knew that animals were intelligent, aware beings, and that I could communicate with them, and that actually everybody could if they weren't socialized out of it, because the telepathic ability is innate in all of us. So I never lost it. I never was not aware of it. I never knew it was going to be a profession, and that came later.
So what are some of the things that animals tell us about?
Oh, anything from the most mundane about how they would like their situations at home changed, or different food, or they don't like their name. Well, that's not very mundane, but some don't like the vibration of their name. You know, names are usually a people thing, because we're the ones who do all the naming of everything. So animals will tell you about all kinds of things, and sometimes they'll tell you about why they're here with you. In that they'll want you to keep on your spiritual path. I'd love to tell this one story. It's one that comes up a lot for me because it was so clear about the spiritual path and the cat being a spiritual guide for the person. This woman called me to see her cat because she loved her cat very much. Cat known the cat for years. They've been together for years. Always been affectionate. Cat had always been really close to her. And now for the last about 3 months, every time the woman came in the door, the cat, instead of coming to her, would run and sit on top of the refrigerator. And she wouldn't come down till the woman left. Now, this was horrible for her. She would call her cat. She would try to pull her down, and the cat would go back up again. And so she hadn't a clue what was going on with the cat. And she was very distressed about this, obviously. So I didn't know the cat. I never knew anything about this woman before. I went to her house. And I said to the cat who was on the refrigerator, well, so what's up? What's happening? Why'd you start going on top of the refrigerator and running away from your person? And the cat said to me, I came here to help my person advance on her spiritual path. And about 3 months ago, she stopped going to the meditation classes that were helping her. And until she goes back to her classes again and gets back on track, I'll be up on the refrigerator. I'm only come down when she's gone. So I told the person this. And the person looks at me and she goes, oh, yeah, about 3 months ago, I started working overtime. My boss wanted me to work overtime at my job. And then when the overtime stopped after a couple weeks, I really liked having the extra money. So I kept working overtime and I dropped going to my meditation classes. And I said, well, if you want your cat's affection back, she evidently is a spiritual guide of yours, and she's going to persist being apart from you until you pay attention to your spiritual growth. So the lady promised, okay, I will go back to the classes and I will stop just going after money. And the cat came down from the refrigerator, jumped up on my lap, thanked me, looked right at me, said, thank you very much, then went over to her person. And that was that. No more lack of affection. Well, after that, their relationship really changed. When she acknowledged that her cat was her spiritual guide, oh, their relationship just went into another gear. Just went into a whole different place. After that, she was never off track again.
Ms. Penelope Smith will have more about what animals would like to tell us after these brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. We are delighted to have Ms. Penelope Smith, a professional telepathic animal communicator, with us on our show. She is kindly relating to us some of the intriguing experiences she has had during her 30 years of conversing inside with animals. In addition to having counseled thousands of animals, she has taught classes imparting the techniques of animal telepathic communication, and has written several books in the field, such as Animal Talks. Ms. Smith cares for several animal companions. Today, she introduces us to her chicken companions.
They're going in their house, and this is Miranda, the golden and black one. She's called a golden sea bright, and she's the chief hen. She's the oldest one, and she is definitely the top one in the flock. And this is Cricket coming out now. And so chickens, you know, they're very alert, they're very alive. And so many, many people are getting to know chickens as fellow beings now. If you know chickens, you'll know how delightful they are. They are so much fun to be with. Now, they have a very complex language. I've become very good at their sounds, what they use to communicate to each other. That you see the mother hen, she clicks all the time to stay in touch with her baby, and the baby peeps back, and they stay in constant vocal touch. So no matter where that baby strays, the mother will hear the baby, and the baby will hear the mother. They're so bright. When I'm tired after my journeys of teaching and traveling, and I come back, I sit here with the chickens, and they just brighten you up. And, of course, the rooster announces that he's here and he's taking care of things.
Do they have any messages to share with us today?
Anybody wish to speak? Cricket says, that's the rooster, he says, I want you to know that being a chicken is one of the best lives you could possibly have. You're always connected to the earth. And if you're a rooster, you sing all the time. I really love my life, and we love our life here. We have a great time with Penelope, who is our friend, and all the other animals come to visit us. Thank you, Cricket.
Penelope has an amazing story to share about Cricket.
Animals will reincarnate to be with the same people again. Sometimes it's from childhood. Sometimes they just recycle. A lot of my chickens, they've recycled over and over again. I've had chickens for about 25 years. And many of them, I recognize them again. A real funny story on that reincarnation. Really cute. Cricket, when he first came as a little tiny chick, I recognized him. I could feel his energy. I recognized him as Marigold, which was a very special hen to me. Years ago, but she had been gone for 10 years. And I recognized that energy. And he looked at me and I said, you're Marigold, aren't you? Okay. So he said yes. And he was a rooster this time. And she was always a very protective hen. She would guard the flock. So he said, yep, I'm back again.
Penelope's belief that Cricket had previously been Marigold was confirmed by her 21-year-old cat companion, Sherman.
Yeah, so when Sherman went down to the chicken run,
Cricket immediately ran over to the fence. They were looking at each other, mesmerized, and Cricket goes, "You're still here," to Sherman. And Sherman looks at him and recognizes him too. And I went, well, if that isn't a confirmation, because none of the other chickens went over to Sherman. In fact, they were all going like, who's this? You know, it's the cat. And Cricket and he were just buddies.
Can all of us learn to communicate with the animals?
Animal communication is part of our heritage. It's part of our being. And when it was taken away from us, when we were socialized out of it, we lost something. We became more separate. And we lost a part of our wholeness, a part of our love and our joy. When it's restored in each person, whoever wishes it, it brings back a love and a joy and a peace that I would like to see everybody have the opportunity to have. And as the animals teach, the most important thing is compassion for all life. And they have tremendous compassion for humans. I've seen it over and over again. So that's the message of the animals.
May heaven bless Miss Penelope Smith and all her fellow animal telepathic communicators for deepening our understanding of the inner lives of our animal companions. Their work reveals the noble part that animals play on Earth and leads us to live in greater harmony with our fellow sentient beings. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for part one of our interview with Ms. Penelope Smith. Please join us again tomorrow for part two, as we learn more about telepathic communication with our animal friends. Next up is enlightening entertainment, following noteworthy news. May your life be filled with ever greater understanding and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.